Growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVU News Time is 827. Newsmaker 2-time here today, Lee Alderman, who directs the Emporia Rescue Mission and Abundant Harvest, joining us right now on KVUE and our Sutherland Home Improvement Studio line.
Lee, good morning. How are you? How are you today, Lee? Good?
Well, I'm doing good. I wanted to have my wife here with me. She did give me some stuff to talk about for Shiloh, but at the last minute, somebody got COVID, and so she had to take somebody to Topeka today for a day surgery.
Understood. And COVID is starting to swirl around quite a bit right now. Actually, we were going to bring you in to kind of touch base on kind of how everything worked throughout the extreme summer heat that we saw here across the area, and how you guys were able to adapt and meet the need, or whether you really had any adaptations that you did wind up needing here. So I guess, Lee, let me start off with that, kind of a review of how the last week plus went for you.
Yeah, the last couple weeks with this high heat has been kind of like the winter when the temperatures dip down really cold. We did fill up at the mission, and we did have to set up an extra bed. So we're completely full now. We filled up during the heat, and I suspect that we're going to get another push for more guys to come in here toward the end of this week, next week, when the temperatures rise again.
With that in mind, you know, you're talking about adding extra beds. What other, I guess, related adjustments do you need to make here when you're going from close to full, and especially when it's weather-related?
Yeah, really, the main thing is we just set up a couple extra beds and just try and make sure the place stays peaceful. You know, we can go up to 20 guys. That's what we're licensed for in the state of Kansas, so we keep it at 20 or below. Typically, we keep it at about 12 to 15, but we did go up closer to 20 during the heat wave. It's dropped back down now. Some of the things we have to watch for just letting people in to get out of the heat and spend a couple nights is you tend to get more of the drug addicts, more of the alcoholics, so you got to kind of monitor their drinking, monitor their drug use. And we do have devices that help us monitor that. So it gets a little more risky, puts a little more stress on staff, but we like to help those guys out and give them a break.
Yeah. How do you monitor that, Lee? I mean, specifically, how does that work?
Well, we do have drug tests on site,
okay. And
we do about 25 new drug tests. We keep them on site. Staff are trained to use them. And we do have an alcohol blow machine. You just stick it up like kind of what any of the parole officers or the police carry. You just stick it up there. They blow in it. And it's got a replaceable mouthpiece on it. And so we use those devices as needed on a weekly basis.
How busy have things been over at Shiloh at this point in time, and did they kind of have similar adjustments that they needed to make because of the heat that you saw at the rescue mission?
Well, Shiloh's a little bit different in that sense. There hasn't been that much of adjustments. Traffic's been normal kind of at the pregnancy center and with the girls living here.
Okay. And how about over at Abundant Harvest? Because I know you guys have been you know, busy with a number of your morning drop-off, you know, pickup points and the amount of food. How busy have you been over at Abundant Harvest over the last week and a half?
Well, we're giving out a half a semi-load a week. So if that gives you any idea, that's about 10 to 12 pallets a week. That's a lot of food. You know, when I left this morning, we had two pallets setting out and another pallet on its way there. And so it's just very busy over there. The folks have been, normally they get out of their car and hang out by our gazebo and other places while they're waiting to get the food until we get it unloaded and sorted and processed. But they've been sitting in their car, staying in the air conditioning and out of the elements until we're ready to go, and then they jump out and grab it. So it's been really steady over there, and not much change.
So are you still busy with the meals at Abundant Harvest, Lee?
Oh, yeah, it's that cooked meal on Monday and Wednesday, and I want to put that out there. It's at 4 o'clock Monday and Wednesday. Just show up at Abundant Harvest to get a free cooked meal. We don't require any paperwork or anything. You just show up, and we're out there with free cooked meals, and we're probably still doing close to 400 meals a week. So
that's,
and those are pickup right now, Lee?
Yeah, that's pickup. And if you can't get out to pick it up, you can call LCAT. LCAT typically comes, picks up meals for people who can't get out, and they deliver them to them.
Outstanding. Lee Alderman, again, joining us here for Emporia Rescue Mission, Shiloh Home of Hope, and also Abundant Harvest, as it's now at 8:32 here on KVUE and KVUE.com. Lee, when it comes to the Abundant Harvest situation, are you looking at maybe any additional adjustments? I know that, you know, you had the truck that came by, you know, through COVID-19 and was extremely heavily attended. And obviously, as COVID went away, that semi-load went elsewhere. But are you looking at any other operations adjustments there at Abundant Harvest, or what type of needs do you have when it comes to food at this point in time?
Well, at this point in time, we really don't have a big need for food. Like I say, we're giving out a half a semi-load a week, and that's a lot of food for, you know, one organization here in Emporia. And we're picking up from about 30 places here in town that food. You know, we're out getting the food so it's not disposed of, and getting it back, getting it processed, and getting it to the people that can use this food, just reclaiming all this food that's out there. And it's just the community's behind us on this, and we're really blessed. And, you know, a couple new things we got is with the new Papa John's, we get any pizzas they don't sell, they have ready-to-go pizzas, ready to eat, and any that don't sell, we're getting them. So we're probably getting, you know, 50 to 100 pizzas a week that we're distributing. And we got a new relationship with Frito-Lay out of Topeka. And so about every 4 weeks, they give us a full semi-load of new chips. And so I'll throw this out there. If there's any agency that works with kids or adults that can use some chips, if we have some they can use, they're welcome to contact us at Abundant Harvest. And that's at 342-7439, and we can try and get them some chips. It's not always plain potato chips. It's whatever they give us. So,
yeah, I've seen that you have posted on a number of occasions chips were free to pick up for people at their convenience at Abundant Harvest. I think you had lettuce yesterday, a bunch of lettuce you gave away yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, bunch of lettuce yesterday, and today we have milk and carrots, and just a variety of mix of grocery products. But like I say, they come early, and it goes pretty fast.
So, Lee, you made a lot of progress on the building and your property out at Abundant Harvest on Whittier Street. What is left to be done out there?
Well, there's not much to be left done at all, to be honest with you. The community's been behind us financially, to, you know, get the men in a new facility and to rehabilitate Abundant Harvest, and it's functioning quite nicely now, and it's just a very busy place, and we're just thankful for the community's support.
Well, it looks really nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you.
Yeah, if you haven't been by the Abundant Harvest, the old Whittier School, I encourage you to drive by and look at it. You know, the Preston Family Trust and just a lot of others have been very good to us. The Maybe Foundation and just a lot of others.
Lee, I guess along those lines, maybe you can remind folks that haven't been out that way what's taken place over at Abundant Harvest the last year or two to not only freshen up the appearance, but make the building solid and keep the building viable for a long period of time.
You know, you could put your finger through cracks around our windows before we got new windows. So now we got new windows. The building is so much more energy efficient. We got new flooring in the building. We got new walk-in coolers. So we have a walk-in freezer and a walk-in cooler. And those are used every day, and they almost stay full. It's just amazing how much we get in and put out each week. But and we put some fresh paint on the building to kind of seal the brick up and some things like that. New signage, just to better identify who we are so that they know it's not so mysterious. But it is a soup kitchen, and we encourage folks to come daily starting around 5 a.m. to get box food. We open early. We get special money to open early through Tyson, and that allows their employees going into work, getting off work, to access our food. So we open, 4:30, 5 o'clock, open early, let those folks going in, getting off, come in and get food and things like that. So,
Lee, financially, are you in good shape right now?
Financially, we're in good shape. We thank the Lord for that, and we're just trying to do our part to make the community a better place.
As you get into fall, Lee, I guess my last question, unless something else pops up here, but my last question for you is basically what you need. As far as supplies for the rescue mission, you kind of mentioned Shiloh, but also for Abundant Harvest here, just to get you guys into the fall months where, generally speaking, the weather's a little bit calmer before wintertime hits, and you're going to see, a spike in emergency needs coming up here later this year.
Well, I'll tell you, by the end of September, I'll go through all the winter coats I have, which is a handful, because it'll dip down into the 50s in the mornings, and every guy going to work is going to want a winter coat. So if anybody has any extra men's winter coats, we'll take them at the Rescue Mission, which is the old Girl Scout building, 1236 East 12th. They can just set them outside the door, and the guys will get them in. And they can always use body wash over there, so help them stay fresh.
Nice. Okay.
Makes a lot of sense. Lee, are we missing anything you wanted to bring up?
Well, I just wanted to bring up one thing about Shiloh. We have our pregnancy center, and, we help the young mothers and the young families with diapers and food and clothing and just general support. We could use some volunteers in our pregnancy center, maybe a couple, 2 or 3 hours a week. It's not a lot, but it's important, and it helps these young ladies. If anybody wants to volunteer, they can call 342-2244 and ask for Marianne or Carol.
Good deal. Well, Lee, thanks so much for joining us and giving us the update here this morning, and best of luck with the work that you're doing here for those in need.
Thank you much, guys.
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Yeah, Lee Alderman. Doing great work for the community.
Yes.
Well, that's a lot of food out at Abundant Harvest, a half a semi-load a week. Handed out, and that's not including the cooked meals
right.
On Monday and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Don't forget about those, folks. 4 p.m. Mondays and Wednesdays. Just drive by, pick it up, and you got a hot meal right there.
Yeah.
400 a week they're giving out right now.
Yeah, the need is definitely there, and we'll continue to keep you updated here on the immediate needs through the Rescue Mission, Shiloh Home, and Abundant Harvest. Want to let you know that we're in the process of finalizing Thursday's 8 o'clock hour schedule, but tomorrow's is pretty well set. For the 8:20 Newsmaker 2 spot, we'll be joined by Federal Communications Commission Press Secretary Paloma Perez. We're talking about the Affordable Connectivity Program and really how that helps with broadband internet access. And then at 8:40 to 8:45, our guest will be Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan. His biweekly update coming tomorrow morning here on KVOE.
Thank you, Chuck. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive, Mainstay Suites. Live like home. And remember, Mainstay Suites, when your group needs an accommodating room to gather, call 343-7756. That's Mainstay Suites. Live like home. It is 8:41. Now the headlines from ABC.
Bracing for Hurricane Idalia, energy companies.